And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, it's another fascinating day. Still in lockdown. Texas requires everybody wear a mask. It's funny, 6 months ago, you show up in a store in a mask, you're going to be videotaped and have people pull guns on you. Now it's expected. Well, June 25th is the 176th day of the year. 177th in leap years in the Gregorian calendar. In the year 524, the Franks are defeated by the Burgundians in the Battle of Vesoronce. 841, in the Battle of Fontenay-en-Plessay, forces led by Charles the Bald and Louis the German defeat the armies of Lothar I of Italy and Pepin II of Aquitaine. 1258, War of St. Sabas. The Battle of Acre, the Venetians defeat a larger Genoese fleet that were sailing in to relieve Acre. 1530, at the Diet of Augsburg, the Augsburg Confession is presented to the Holy Roman Emperor by the Lutheran princes and electors of Germany. You know what's interesting? The title Holy Roman Emperor, as if somehow that made you better than other emperors. 1658, Spanish forces failed to retake Jamaica at the Battle of Rio Nuevo. 78, Venetian Elena Canaro Piscopia is the first woman awarded a doctorate of philosophy when she graduates from the University of Padua. In those days, that just simply wasn't done. 1741, Maria Theresa is crowned King of Hungary. 1786, Gavril Pribilof discovers St. George Island of the Pribilof Islands in the Bering Sea. 1788, Virginia becomes the 10th state to ratify the Constitution. Of course, all that may be out the window now. The way that the powers that be are kowtowing to the demonstrators, we may have more than one country on this continent. 1848, a photograph of the June Day's Uprising becomes the first known instance of photojournalism. 1876, Battle of the Little Bighorn and the death of Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer. You know, we've seen movies and of him standing on a hill in front of the American flag surrounded by his troops. But there is a story that while the main Indian forces were out dealing with the rest of the 7th Cavalry, boys and the old men had formed a skirmish line to keep Custer and his main, the force he retained with him, about 258, I think, out of his 600 or 700. And as they were crossing the Little Bighorn, a 14-year-old boy is supposed to have shot Custer, knocked him off his horse, and according to a number of accounts, his troops stopped their advance to get Custer back up, and they went back up on the hill. 1900, the Taoist monk Wang Yanlu discovers the Durhang manuscripts, a cache of ancient texts that are of great historical and religious significance in the Magoa Caves in Dunhuang, China. 1906, in Pittsburgh, millionaire Henley Thaw shoots and kills prominent architect Stanford White. If you've ever heard the story of the girl in the red velvet swing, that was Stanford White was quite the ladies' man, and he had a little private place where he would take the more attractive young ladies, and there was a red velvet swing where some of them would you know, stripped down and swaying. One of those young ladies eventually became the wife of Henry Thaw. Now, Thaw wasn't too well wrapped to begin with. He was definitely a sandwich short of a picnic. And somebody let him know about the fact his wife had been one of the girls that Stanford White had enjoyed prior to marrying Thaw. And there's in a club one night, Thaw walks up, pulls a pistol, and shoots White, and then holds the pistol up in the air and surrenders to police. Part of his defense was he was nuts. 1910, Congress passes the Mann Act that prohibits interstate transport of women or girls for immoral purposes. The ambiguous language will be used to selectively prosecute people for years, which is typical of a lot of our legal system. 1910, Stravinsky's ballet The Firebird is premiered in Paris, bringing him to prominence as a composer. 1913, American Civil War veterans arrive at the Great Reunion of 1913. That's where the Grand Army of the Republic got together one last time. 1923, Captain Lowell Smith and Lieutenant John Richter performed the first ever air refueling in a DH-4B biplane. As one of them said, it's a little hard to get out and use a gas can to fill up your plane. 1935, diplomatic relations between the Soviet Union and Colombia are established. 1938, Dr. Douglas Hyde is inaugurated as the first president of Ireland. 1940, the French armistice with Germany comes into effect. 1943, Jews in the Zestochowa ghetto in Poland stage an uprising against the Nazis. 1943, the left-wing German Jewish exile Arthur Goldstein is murdered in Auschwitz. It's not enough to lock him up. They had to kill him. 1944, the Battle of Tali-Ihantala, the largest battle ever fought in the Nordic countries, begins, part of World War II. Also in 1944, the United States Navy and the British Royal Navy ships bombard Cherbourg to support U.S. Army units engaged in the Battle of Cherbourg. 1944, the final page of the comic Crazy Cat is published exactly 2 months after its author, George Harriman, died. 1947, The Diary of a Young Girl, better known as The Diary of Anne Frank, is published. It tells her story during the time they were in hiding. 1948, the Berlin airlift begins. Russia had sealed off land transport into West Berlin. And it, so we flew in everything that they needed. 1950, the Korean War begins. The invasion of South Korea by the North Koreans. 1960, two cryptographers working for the U.S. National Security Agency left for vacation to Mexico and defected to the Soviet Union. 1975, Mozambique achieves independence from Portugal. 1975, Indira Gandhi declares a state of internal emergency in India. 1976, Missouri Governor Kit Bond issues an executive order rescinding the extermination order, formally apologizing on behalf of the state of Missouri for the suffering it caused the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 1978, the rainbow flag representing gay pride is flown for the first time during the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade. 1981, Microsoft is restructured to become an incorporated business in its home state of Washington. 1991, Slovenia and Croatia declared independence by referendum from Yugoslavia. 1993, Kim Campbell is sworn in as the first female Prime Minister of Canada. 1996, the Khobar Towers bombing in Saudi Arabia kills 19 U.S. servicemen. 1997, an unmanned Progress spacecraft collides with the Russian space station Mir. Also that year, the National Hockey League approved expansion franchises for Nashville, Atlanta, Columbus, and Minneapolis-St. Paul. 1998, in Clinton versus City of New York, the Supreme Court decided that the line item veto of 96 is unconstitutional. 2017, the World Health Organization, when they took a break from praising China, estimated Yemen has over 200,000 cases of cholera. Tremendous number of births and deaths on this date in history. Holidays and observances, Arbor Day in the Philippines. Christian Feast Day, David of Monkthorpe. Euroasia, Maximus of Turin. Philip Melanchthon, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Presentation of the Augsburg Confession in a Lutheran Church. Prosper of Aquitaine. Prosper of Rio. William of Montevergine, Independence Day, which celebrates independence of Mozambique from Portugal. National Catfish Day in the U.S. Statehood Day in Slovenia. Statehood Day in Virginia. Teacher's Day in Guatemala. And World Vitiligo Day, whatever that may be. Let's see what else we got. In the year 253, St. Lucius I begins his reign as Catholic Pope. And of course, he became a saint. In 1080, Wibert of Livinia. Chosen as the anti-pope, Clemens III. In 1096, the first crusade slaughter of Jews in Werlinghofen, Germany. 1139, Alfonso I defeats the Moors. 1183, the Peace of Constance signed between Hohenstaufen Emperor Frederick Barbarossa and Italian Lombard League. 1243, Sinibaldo de Feci elected as Pope Innocentius IV. In 1483, the House of Lords in Common declared King Edward V of England illegitimate based on his parents' alleged bigamous marriage. 1500, Pope Alexander VI accepted the Treaty of Granada. 1530, the Augsburg Confession. Germany's Protestant princes forced the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V to hear their confession of faith. 1606, St. Jan's Day is forbidden. 1607, mentally ill Emperor Rudolf II signs the Treaty of Leben. Gives up Austria, Hungary, and Moravia. 1621, French government forces occupy Fort St. Jean d'Angely at La Rochelle. 1630, the fork was introduced to American diners by Governor Winthrop. 1638, the lunar eclipse is the first astronomical event recorded in the American colonies. 1646, Thomas Fairfax, New Model Army, occupies Oxford. 1658, the Spanish garrison at Dunkirk surrenders to French and English forces. 1672, the first recorded monthly Quaker meeting in the U.S., held in Sandwich, Massachusetts. 1675, battle at Rathenau, the Brandenburgers beat Sweden. Well, it's always interesting to see the type of history. 1716, Eugenius of Savoy, named Land Guardian of Austrian Netherlands. 1749, it was a general fast because of a drought in Massachusetts. So if they didn't eat, it would rain. 1794, French troops occupy Charleroi. 1798, the U.S. passes the Alien Act, which allows the president to deport dangerous aliens, no matter what planet they're from. 1835, the first building was built at Yerba Buena, which is now called San Francisco. 1861, the Western Virginia Campaign. 1862, Battle of Oak Grove, Virginia. It was a 7-day battle. This was day one. 1863, U.S. General George Meade replaced General Hooker in the Union Army. 1864, the horse tramway at The Hague opened. 1864, the Battle of Petersburg. Union forces began digging tunnels under Confederate lines. First barbed wire was patented by Lucien B. Smith in 1867. 1868, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina readmitted to the Union. 1868, Andrew Johnson, who was president after Lincoln was assassinated, passed a law that government workers would work only 8 hours a day. 1876, and I mentioned this earlier, the 7th Cav under Brevet Major General George Armstrong Custer. He was actually a colonel, but he was given his Civil War rank after his death. Wiped out by Sioux and Cheyenne warriors led by Chiefs Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull. Now, Sitting Bull was actually a religious leader. It was Crazy Horse that actually led the troops in the field. 1888, Republican Convention in Chicago nominates Benjamin Harrison. 1894, the American Railway Union under Eugene Debs goes on strike. 1894, Boer leader Paul Kruger, well, that's South Africa, meets British High Commissioner Sir Henry Locke on Pretoria Station in South Africa and accompanies him to his hotel to discuss the grievances of the Uitlanders, or foreigners as they were called. 1900, Russia mobilizes its army in eastern Siberia before they're getting ready to act against the Chinese, but also in an attempt to diminish the influence of Japan on the Asian mainland. 1903, the Yankees versus the White Sox end in a tie, 6-6 after 18 innings. 1903, Boston Bean Eater Wiley Piatt is the only 20th century pitcher to lose two complete games in one day. Lost to Pittsburgh 1-0, and then again 5-3. 1905, Warsaw and Lutsk revolt against Russian occupation. 1913, the Dutch parliamentary election in which the Confess Party loses its majority. 1916, Russian Tsar Nicholas II fires Minister of Foreign Affairs Sasanov. 1918, Baku Turkish Communist Party forms. 1919, the first advanced monoplane airliner flies for the first time. It was a Junkers F-13. 1919, revolt of Spartacus in Hamburg. 1929, President Herbert Hoover authorizes building of Boulder Dam, which is also called Hoover Dam. Well, future world heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis goes to 20-0 with a 6-round knockout of former champion Primo Carnera of Italy at Yankee Stadium. Let's see. 1938, federal minimum wage law guarantees workers 25 cents an hour. And in 1945, it was raised to 40 cents. And they didn't have to work more than 44 hours a week. 1941, Franklin Roosevelt signs Executive Order 8802, which forbids racial discrimination in the defense industry. In 41, Soviet counterattack at Rovno. In 41, the Fair Employment Practices Commission was established. Also that year, Finland declared war on the Soviet Union. And in 41, the Germans invade Dubno, Poland, giving permission to Ukrainians to do what they want to the large portion of the citizens. 1941, Finland enters World War II against Russia, following a massive airstrike the previous day. 1941, James Burns is admitted to the U.S. Supreme Court. 1942, the British RAF stages a 1,000-bomb raid on Bremen, Germany. 1942, Major General Dwight D. Eisenhower appointed commander of U.S. forces in Europe. 1945, see what else we have. 1945, the Imperial General Headquarters in Tokyo announced the fall of Okinawa. 1948, Harry Truman signs the Displaced Persons Bill, allowing 205,000 Europeans to come to the U.S. 1949, with some preliminary females allowed to vote, there was a presidential election in Syria. 1949, the long-haired hare was released in theaters starring the one and only Bugs Bunny. El Al begins service in, I think, 1950. Now, what is this? Oh, Lordy. Let's see, the 1951, the first color TV broadcast, CBS Arthur Godfrey broadcast from New York City to four cities. Well, I think we've pretty much come to the end of all the exciting things that happens on this date in history. In 1976, the 26th Berlin International Film Festival. Buffalo Bill and the Indians are Sitting Bull's history lesson wins the Golden Bear Award. In 1982, Blade Runner, starring Harrison Ford, is released. And in 84, Prince releases his Purple Rain album. And that is pretty much it. We're going to now turn our attention to Ghost in the State of Idaho. You know, I've been asked why I talk about ghosts so much. The spirit world is with us, whether you believe it or not. I've seen too much weirdness in the world not to think that there's something to it. In American Falls, Idaho, there's a hospital. It's also been used as a nursing home. And according to the story, there have been a lot of folks die there. Now, the night staff has call buzzers go off in the nursing home section. And the hospital is so old, the buzzers can't be reset at the nurse's station. They have to be reset in the room. The buttons have been pushed in the men's and women's restroom, and the patients aren't able to go and push the buttons without being moved by the staff. In other words, they're not mobile enough to get around to go push the buttons. And the doctor for whom the hospital is named visits sometimes and leaves behind a smell of cigar smoke. Now, interestingly enough, he's been dead for quite some time. And there are various elderly residents who appear as a flicker from the corner of your eye or seen seated in a chair down a long dark hallway. And there's a tall man who likes to stand near the entryway and monitor what everybody's doing their job. Interestingly enough, if you approach him, you don't find anybody there. He stands back in a shadowy area near the entrance. An Athral, the brig at Farragut State Park. Now, this location was said to be the site of a homicide, at least one suicide during World War II, and Farragut Naval Base was home to more than 300,000 servicemen. Now, the former brig, which is now the only original building remaining of its state park and camping area, has been the scene of a number of apparitions that have been reported, all described in detail by at least a half a dozen state employees. Now, these employees work in the brig building, which was for many years used as a state park maintenance building. And all the employees who encounter a ghostly visitor talk about a bald man who appears to be in some type of uniform, possibly prisoner's garb. Others who didn't see the apparition talk about hair-raising experience with large objects being mysteriously relocated or objects flying across rooms that used to be cells. In fact, a lot of the old cells still exist in the building, bars and all. And sometimes, when they walk past, it appears there's somebody sitting in the cell. But when they go to check, of course, there's nobody there. In Arco's, the old cafe, sometimes if you walk into the cafe in mid-afternoon, you find a piece of paper and a pen laying beside each other. If you move them, come back about 15 minutes later, and they'll be back in the same location. And sometimes you'll see writing on it. If you write, "What's my name?" on the paper and hold that paper tightly to your chest and hold the pen out in front of you as far as you can, you'll hear a very soft, faint voice sometimes say your name. Baker Creek, the Wood River Camp, supposed to be haunted by a well-known immigrant miner. A lot of folks call this individual Russian John. Folks started seeing this particular apparition in the early 1920s, and apparently he is not left. Boise State University in the dorm. Young girl hung herself after finding out that her boyfriend was actually seeing someone else behind her back. She's still known to make her presence known after all this time. Boise State University, the murder house, which is now a fraternity house. The house is located off of Broadway and Linden, and a brutal murder took there about 30 years ago. According to the story, a man cut up a number of people and drugged their mutilated body parts around the neighborhood. Bloodstains on the wall can still be seen. No amount of painting makes them go away and stay away. They come back. And blinds on the front window open and close randomly. Sometimes, if you go there at night, the blinds are open in the front window, you see a lady standing inside, looking out the window. Those that are a member of that frat house don't really like to talk about what goes on after dark. Centennial Golf Course in Boise. It's one of the oldest in Idaho. Been around since Prohibition days. Those who clean the upstairs of the main office area talk about feeling a presence. And one or two have said that as they move about the building doing their job, there's a shadow that seems to follow them around. Boise, Cottonwood Cemetery. There were reports of children buried in the cemetery being seen roaming around the area. And there's a ghost of a woman who's been seen in the cemetery and in the school that is located near the cemetery. She seems to be wandering aimlessly. Boise, there's Discovery Street in Chinden. In the area of Joplin Cemetery on Chinden Road and the surrounding six-block radius, there's been a number of supernatural presences seen and felt in that area. Some of these ghosts may even be related to those that live in that area. A number of workers who have worked in that area reported odd things happen after 9 p.m. So if you're going to go investigate, go after 9. In Boise, Dry Creek Cemetery, anytime past 2:15 a.m., if you walk to the edge where the canal is on the high cliff, you hear the sounds of a horse running on the canal bank, but you don't see anything. Boise, Loon Creek. According to witnesses, the ghost of Manuel Sato haunts the hills around the creek. Don't have any information on who he was or why he would haunt the area, but that story has been told and retold quite a number of times. Now in Boise, there's the Night Moves Gentlemen Club. Now, both employees and patrons of this club have reported seeing a number of apparitions, encountering cold spots, and encountering ghostly mischief such as swinging chandeliers, thrown objects, and even entities appearing in photographs. Now, managers won't talk about the spirits. They've been scared too many times. It's believed several spirits haunt the club, including a little girl. Now, this building was formerly a warehouse before it became a gentleman's club. It's located at 4348 West State Street. Also in Boise, the old state penitentiary. A lot of kids used to go out there at night and climb under the fence so they could explore. A number of witnesses reported feeling strong feelings of uneasiness and encountering what they described as dark presences. There are also reports about a room at the penitentiary where the light would have come on, even though there was no electricity running to it. There's also several instances of flashing lights being encountered. Boise, the Field. Now, this is located on Fairview, Milwaukee Streets. It contains unmarked graves, and people have claimed to hear laughter there during late at night. According to local myth, the skulls of people who were cremated but didn't burn up all the way are stored in a room that has boarded up windows. And as you might guess, there are a number of stories about strange occurrences in this particular area. Now, why they would have maintained and held on to the skulls is anybody's guess, but apparently they did. Bonner County, Colburn Creek. Once in a while, and this is usually during the summer, you can sometimes see a shadowy figure walking along the train tracks down near the creek. Witnesses who've seen this figure says it seems to be carrying a lantern. If you try to get close to him, he'll vanish. Caldwell, Canyon Hill Cemetery. When you park between the trees facing the cemetery, a midnight jogger will appear and tap on your window. It's a female. She runs around the cemetery at night, but those who've seen her report she has no legs and just seems to hover. A couple of folks went out there, sat in their car with their lights on high beam while two of their friends decided to roam around the cemetery. One of them dared the other to walk forward and touch a tombstone. And as soon as she did, she saw something she described as being a black entity with its arms crossed. Also in Caldwell, River Road Bridge. According to the story, many years ago, a woman hung herself. And now if you go out there at night and turn off your car headlights before crossing over the bridge, you can see her shadow on the side of the bridge. A lot of folks have jumped off that particular bridge, and you can still hear their splashes if you would stop your car on the bridge and it gets very quiet. You don't see anything, but you can certainly hear it. There's also a light on the island that's right down from the bridge. It comes on about 7 every evening, but there is no house or even power line going out there. So what's causing that light? Nobody seems to know. In Caldwell, Nampa, Lake Lowell, witnesses reported seeing strange shadows, hearing unusual sounds, and encountering what they describe as presences. Canyon County, Caldwell, Old Saratoga Hotel and Restaurant. It's said that the upper floors of the restaurant and bar areas are haunted. There have been reports of a chilling cold feeling when you open a door to some of the guest rooms. And on a number of nights, employees that were left to close up after hours experienced moving chairs, swinging glass racks, and hearing footsteps. The old hotel was demolished, and a new office strip mall was built. And employees there complain about some of the same activity. But there's always been the story that hauntings quite often attach themselves to the land, not just to the building. Coburn Cemetery. There's a ghost of an old woman who's been seen there since the 1920s. She wanders through the cemetery. If you try to approach her, there's nobody there. Cordialina, the Bates Motel on Sherman Avenue. Now, most of the rooms in this hotel, or motel rather, have shown some level of activity. Rooms 1 and 3 seem to be the most active, with ashtrays falling off tables, light flickering on and off, and items left on tables changing positions. Also, in these two rooms, folks have reported having just general creepy feelings. Now, this activity doesn't seem to be threatening, and actually, in some cases, it appears benevolent. Before being turned into a motel in the early 50s, it was an officer's unaccompanied officer's quarters for the Farragut Naval Base. Cordialina High School. This particular school is said to be haunted by a strange apparition that haunts the auditorium of the school. And they're the most active right before the lights are turned out for a play. After cleaning up from production, and even right before the production, at the back of the auditorium, a ghostly figure will be seen that walks behind the last row of seats. The next day, storage room doors are open and things are tossed about as if the entity was looking for something. Senior Froggy in Cordialina. Now, as of March of 2008, Senior Froggy's been torn down to make way for townhomes. Now, this was a favorite Old Town Mexican restaurant built around an original structure that stood in the original Old Town of Cordialina near the lake. Restaurant workers reported seeing shadowy figures moving about and feeling a strange cold presence when they had to go get supplies in the basement. According to rumor, a construction worker died when he fell while the foundation was being poured. His saw was left between the wall where he said to have fallen. The last sighting that was confirmed was July 6, 2002. Now, the public restrooms are across the basement hall from the stock room where the shadows are spotted at almost any time of day. Guests will often be seen making a running exit up the basement steps without any explanation. And the most common remark made to the restaurant manager, "You know, that basement's really creepy." Emmett Middle School. A former music teacher who had died some time back has supposedly manifested himself several times in various parts of the school. Then there's the Plaza Bridge in Emmett. Reports of strange sounds like a woman being dumped off the bridge by a mysterious old truck have been reported. Witnesses have also heard babies crying and seeing a figure that they assume is the mother looking for him, and trying to hear the sounds of the mother trying to shish the babies. Also been reports of fingernails tapping and scratching on campers' tents, and on part of your cars when they're sleeping in them down next to the bridge. Fort Hall, the river bottoms. Witnesses reported hearing babies crying and seeing a woman in white with no discernible face moving about as if looking for the crying child. Genesee, Joyce Building. Witnesses reported numerous spirits have been seen in and around this building. Nobody seems to have much history to report or who the ghost might be. Glenn's Ferry, the old high school. According to the story, the ghost of an old high school worker who died when she fell down the stairs continues to haunt the school. There have been a number of sightings, and sometimes very late at night you can hear her scream as she rolls down the steps. Greensville, the Forest Service Building. Now, there was a very old house that sat on the site where the present-day Forest Service Building is located. Witnesses hear footsteps, a voice singing, and somebody speaking in a foreign language, even when there's no one else in the Forest Service Building. Also, reports of a shadow of something that walked right in front of them has been reported by folks when they first entered the building. Whatever it was much darker than the room that they were in. One witness swears that somebody even pulled his hair. There were a lot of rumors that numerous Chinese slave laborers had been killed in the old days of the railroad that went into that area. A lot of the construction crews were in fact Chinese, and they were brought in specifically to work on the railroad. Idaho City, Boot Hill. Many of the people met violent deaths and were buried there and been seen walking the grounds. Some have even been photographed, and when you approach them, you'll find that they're not there. The Ammon Cemetery in Idaho Falls. A lot of folks believe it's a girl that haunts this location, but after visiting the location several times in the last 6 months, several folks report there's no doubt that it's a boy in the trees. If you stop the car and get out, you're not able to see him, but if you drive slow enough, he'll actually step out and wave at you and sometimes get out of the tree and run up to the fence. No one has ever seen him come past the fence. Legend has it that the ghost of a little girl haunts one of the trees in the cemetery, and that tree is close to her grave and is a perfect climbing tree. She supposedly sits in the tree and waves to passersby. Now, in life, the little girl was an avid tree climber and loved to play with the neighborhood kids before she died. Most accounts list her cause of death as drowning. A lot of folks speculate that she was so open and friendly in life, and she's very lonely in death, and she tries to make the friends of people who drive past on their way to or from the hills that surround the town. Idaho Falls, the China House. In the 1940s, a Chinese couple moved into the house. The husband found out his wife had cancer. Short time after they moved in, she died, and it broke his heart. In a rage, he set the house on fire and hung himself on a tree next to the house. Now, witnesses report hearing footsteps and the sound of a man crying in the night, even though they never find any sign of the man. Idaho Falls, Eagles Lounge, and the Rio Theater. Both of these buildings are next door to each other, actually part of one building that's more than 100 years old. The basement of the Eagles Lounge was a mortuary at one time, and the very top floor is once a ballroom. A lot of folks claim that very strange things happen in both the theater and the ballroom. Idaho Falls, the lot. Legend has it that a house once stood on the spot, and now it's only a deserted lot, fenced in and hidden by the overgrowth of trees. No longer power or water service to this particular lot, but a lot of folks walking by have heard the sounds of running water and see the leaves of the tree light up as if the house were still there and the rooms were lit. Several witnesses have been inside and report that there are spirits of a family murdered by the father running around the yard. After a young man and his brother got in to explore, they were spooked by sudden screams and tried to leave the lot, but they had used a ladder to climb the fence, and they knocked the ladder over and instead tried to climb the inside of the wall. he felt as if there were nails being hammered into him, and he was very scratched. When his brother righted the ladder, the brother climbed over the fence and got away. Now, that young man still has scars to this day, he says, but there are no nail or nail holes in that fence, and none of the neighbors had heard a single thing. On several occasions, the apparition of the house that stood there would appear with lighted windows. On further investigation, figures should be seen passing by the windows and opening the front door. Children could be heard playing in the front yard. But because of the high fence, by the time anybody could get up to see over the fence, it was a vacant lot. Idaho Falls, near the falls in downtown, an old building next to the river. Between 9 and midnight at night, if you look toward the top of the building, you can see a man jumping from the window to his death. This is supposed to happen every Wednesday of every week. Who he is, nobody seems to know. Idaho Falls, O.E. Bell Jr. High School. Now, this school is the oldest school in Idaho Falls. It still stands. It was abandoned for a long time. Now it's an office building. And they didn't make it. They originally were going to make it into apartments, but they didn't manage to get that done, so it became an office building. Before they started to fix it up, witnesses said they could hear children talking and laughing. And that laughter and voices were coming from empty rooms. Legend has it that after the school was shut down, devil worshiping took place in the building. Now, in the O.E. Bell, former O.E. Bell Junior High School has been completely remodeled and is a fully functional, full-service office building. However, even though by day it's a modern office building, by night there's a lot of strange activity that goes on. Idaho Falls, Rose Hill Cemetery. Now, there are two stories associated with Rose Hill Cemetery. The first is in regard to a large ground monument that stands there. Rumor says if you knock on this large above-ground tomb, something or someone inside will knock back. According to the second story, there's a monument that says the name Wolf and has a large bite taken out of it. It's rumored to be the grave of a real, honest-to-goodness werewolf. Now, according to a May 2005 update, an investigator went into this site and thoroughly searched everything and said that concerning the tomb, when he found one, it matched the description of the tomb of which we knocked on but didn't get a reply. Couldn't find any stone with bite or scratch marks, but they didn't search it thoroughly. The description of the werewolf haunting comes as a result of two graves side-by-side in the Rose Hill Cemetery, according to another update. One of a gentleman by the last name of Wolf, and the other a gentleman by the name of Ware. The cemetery has since moved one of the headstones to a new location in the cemetery. I guess my question would be, did they also move the body? Kamana, old town site. Late spring, summer, and fall, when in the desert, you can sometimes hear whistling and singing. It sounds like it's in the Russian. The desert's very quiet in this area. You have to watch out for snakes. The old town was a water stop for Russian and Germans coming from South Dakota at the turn of the last century. And even though you hear the whistling and the singing, if you investigate, you never find anybody. In Kimberly, the Strickler Ranch. Strickler Ranch was at one time part of the Oregon Trail, and a lot of folks died because of the long journey they had to make to try to get to the California. Now, out in one of the open fields, there's a small cemetery that exists to this day. Certain times of night, people have seen ghosts running through the field. There's a particular cabin that people have seen where the doors open and close and lights flicker inside. And it's said as soon as you're on that particular property, you can immediately feel the presence of the people that once died there. That may well be true. Apply the nearest PIS Head Start program. It's a two-story red brick building with a 100 by 50-foot courtyard in the middle. It's located on the west side of an open field, which is about the size of a football field. Directly across from this building, on the easternmost side, used to stand an identical building, which burned down about 20, 25 years ago. On the northmost part of the field is another building, which was part of the other two, which has since been remodeled into the local school district office. These buildings were once used as offices, dormitories, and a tuberculosis hospital and sanitarium by the U.S. Cavalry in the early settlement days. This area was called Fort Lapwai, L-A-P-W-A-I. The building has now been remodeled extensively and contains a total of 11 Head Start classes, with four of these classes for the ages of 0 to 3 years. It's these downstairs baby rooms where some of the most intense activity has taken place. The last time was about a year ago, around Halloween. The last persons out of the building, usually the janitors. They usually run a check through to make sure all of the everything is okay early in the morning. First person downstairs in the morning is the lead teacher. When he got to there that morning, there were children's reading books put into two separate lines on the floor side by side, reading from one room to the office. Now, no one had been in the building, and nothing was missing. But routinely, toys are found as if they'd been played with after they'd been put away. Lights had been witnessed downstairs, apparitions had been seen, rocking chairs move without anybody being near them, and there's a number of other strange activities that had been reported. Other rooms also have activity, but that one room in the basement seems to have the most. Lewiston. The Lewiston Civic Theater. Several years ago, two girls were murdered in the theater. The theater that used to be a church. And at night, the janitor disappeared, and they still haven't found him. Same night the girls were discovered. At night, you can see the youngest girl walking up the stairs, and she'll also play tricks on you. And there's a phantom of a woman who was left at the altar when it was a church. You can see her roaming through the seats, just crying. Also, one of the old directors who passed away will sometimes come in late at night and sit down to watch a play. There's an update from 2004. There are, according to this, at any given time, no less than 70 spirits are said to be wandering around that theater. There's a trap door in the light booth that goes up to the rafters that has been seen to open up on its own. Lights turn on and off on their own. The chandelier spins in one direction for 10 minutes, stops for 5, and spins in this, then starts spinning in the same direction again. Visitors have lit candles on the stage. Some blew out on their own. The ones that didn't blow out didn't burn when you put your hand in the flames. And there was also a wailing that was heard coming from stage right and moving inhumanly fast to stage left. Floorboards also move without any explanation. Now, these spirits, for the most part, appear to be harmless, but it's still a bizarre experience. Lewiston, Waha Lake. Witnesses report seeing an old Native American woman wandering along the shore of the lake. When approached, she actually goes out into the lake and vanishes in a whirlpool. Nobody doesn't know who she is. Malad City, the Idaho Cemetery. Been known for years to have an old man that walks at night. At one time, an old man had worked there for many, many years when he was fired by his employers. He killed himself at the cemetery. Some folks still see him pulling grass, doing other things to make the cemetery look up well kept. It's also been known that a young woman walks the cemetery at night. She's usually seen wearing a red dress. In Marsing, Holmdale Marsing Cemetery. When you enter a cemetery at night, there's a feeling of being closed in, and you're overcome with a feeling of severe sadness. Flashes of dancing lights appear over the headstones. It's said there are a lot of young people buried there, younger than 18. Apparently, they did not rest peacefully. McCall, the Devil's Pond. Spirits and apparitions have been reported at this site for years. Meridian, the Kit Kat Club. Workers report seeing apparitions, hearing strange pounding sounds around the the moments when these apparitions are seen. Mulan and the Pavilion. If you're downstairs swimming, you'll have people playing basketball or running when there's nobody actually there. Sometimes you hear people from the locker room. Some say it was a funeral here there for a kid who died from drinking and driving. Some say kid died in the pool. But the bottom line is, he's still there. Murtaugh, Sidewinder's Bar and Grill. Now, Sidewinder's was built about 1908. Murtaugh, it's townspeople, nearby milliner, dam and irrigation workers, as well as Union Pacific workers, suffered losses and a lot of hardships back in those days. For most of its existence, this historic building served as the town's main gathering spot, message center, watering hole, gambling joint, and of course, house of ill repute. Through the years, many have witnessed a passing shadow, heard laughter, or heard the saloon's piano playing, though it sounds like it's at a distance. These experiences most generally happen at different times when there are no more than two people in the building. Most notably and occurring frequently, the volume of the stereo or jukebox will peak to the max without warning or help for anybody close to it. Rich in history and revered as a place to unwind, visit, relax. None of these hauntings or activities at the Sidewinder has ever been deemed threatening, violent, or harmful. But at the same time, when you go to relax, you don't want to encounter the unknown. Nampa, God's Point, Lake Lowell. According to legend, a girl was killed while skiing there back in the 70s. A lot of people have said to see her ghost sitting on the rocks of the shore watching the water. If you approach her, she vanishes. In Nampa, in NU, building now owned by the school used to be a hospital. Witnesses report that a lot of strange things continue to happen inside that building. Pierce, Idaho, bars and cafes. In this old mining town, there seems to be a lot of spirits still stopping by for a visit. Almost every one of the old bars and cafes have their own stories. Some are at the Timber Inn. The Cedar Inn's got ghosts. And the Cedar also used to be the key bar. And in that area, you hear a lot of unexplained footsteps. The Flame Bar has a couple of ghosts as well. One of the most haunted seems to be the Clearwater Hotel and Bar. A lot of customers have mentioned hearing strange noises and seeing things that are not caused by the alcohol. Clearwater's now gone, but the ghosts seem to still be there. Pocatello, Ammon Park. According to witnesses, Ammon Park is haunted by a young girl wearing a blue dress who swings on the swings late at night. Nobody knows who she is or why she haunts. Pocatello, Idaho State University, Fraser Hall. Now, this old building, the department's supposed to be haunted by the ghost the locals call Alex. Stories about this building include phantom piano players, spectral audience members, and footsteps up and down the hall on the fourth floor. Pocatello, the craft building. It's believed that a woman was tied up there, tortured and raped, and now in present day it's said that an occult group comes there late at night and conducts sacrifices. So the city of Pocatello has closed it off to all visitors and the public. They've torn down most of it, and it was what's left of it is renovated into offices. Well, we've come to the end of another show. We'll be back tomorrow night. We'll be back tomorrow night. Couldn't remember what day it was. When once again, you'll be listening to Ken Hudnall and the Ken Hudnall Show. Until then, have a truly great evening.